There's always something happening across our beautiful region. Start planning your weekend now with What's On Fraser Coast.
And welcome to another What's On Fraser Coast with Kim Parnell podcast. I wasn't here last week. Kim Parnell, hello.
Good morning, Blandy.
As we keep you up to date with what is happening throughout the region, hopefully giving you an idea or two as well about what you can do across the weekend. Kim, we'll kick it off Friday, April 12th. Reptiles of the Fraser Coast presentation. That's at the Treehouse Yarangan Community Wellness Centre. What is happening there?
So, a bit of a free school holiday fun from 10 a.m. to 12. Join Drew from Harvey Bay Snake Catchers for an exciting and informative show on the reptiles of the Fraser Coast. He might even bring along some scaly friends.
Ooh.
Stay after the presentation and the kids can make a craft to take home with them after the show. And it's suitable for all ages.
And please don't go handling snakes or anything like that, ladies
I
and gents.
I love it. I love having a big snake around my neck.
Do you really?
Yes,
you're
I
one
love
of those, you like
I
you
sure
like snakes.
Do. Okay. Yes, as long as I know where its head is.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm not convinced that I'm one of those people, Kim, but that's all right. We're all different, aren't we?
We are.
Yes, indeed. Also on Friday, now this is interesting, Friday, April 12th through until Sunday, April 14th, it's the VHS Christmas Carol 80s Yuletide Rewind at the Zed Pack Theatre. Now, is it a little late or a little early for a Christmas show?
That's what I thought. But you can join Accent Theatre as they cap off the school holidays with a hilarious 80s-inspired retelling of the Charles Dickens classic A Christmas Carol, all told through the lens of neon and punctuated by a soundtrack taken straight from a bargain bin mixtape. Sounds interesting.
It does.
Start the night off with an 80s-themed game show with live contestants.
That'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And real 80s-inspired games and prizes. Then comes the main event, VHS Christmas Carol, a 50-minute music spectacular that will take you on an emotional journey alongside Scrooge, literature's most famous miser. Tickets are limited and there are only three performances. Go to www.ticketor.com/accent theatre.
No,
and I won't say that again.
No one will remember
people
that.
Can, if they're listening, they can write it down. They can rewind and listen again.
There's got to be an easier way because, you know.
Or you can just go on the blog, or you can just go on the Zedpack Theatres page, and I'm sure that all the information will be there.
That's where I would be going, ladies and gents, the Zedpack Theatres.
Not the blog, but the Zedpack.
Oh, no, it's all on the blog. It's at the Zedpack Theatre, Kim. Yeah. Which brings us to Saturday, Kim, and Spellbound is happening at the Brolga Theatre, and our special guest this week is illusionist Anthony Street, star of Spellbound and the Art of Illusion. Anthony, g'day.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. I'm always intrigued by magic and illusion. How did you become involved in the whole thing?
So I actually shared this story during the show. I went to a carnival with my granddad, and I came across a magician, and it was the first time I'd ever seen magic. And, yeah, I was absolutely blown away. I went up to him after the show and started asking him questions, just being a little pest that I usually am. And, he taught me a little trick. And I went home and was just doing it over and over. And then that Christmas, Santa Claus gave me my very first magic set. And that's just where it grew from.
Fantastic. And look, it's one of those things, I guess, that it's one thing to know how things are executed, but then actually doing it requires a lot of practice. Was there a time you were so frustrated you thought, bugger this?
Oh, you know what? I have the shortest attention span and I absolutely hate practicing, to be completely fair. But, the close-up magic, I actually did pick it up quite fast. But the biggest stuff is what I'm really interested in. I love grand illusion and I like being physical. So I'm a professional dancer as well. So my passion is dancing and combining that with grand illusions, that fits me perfect. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So tell us about the dancing.
Yeah. So I actually started out as a professional Irish dancer when I saw Riverdance on TV. I picked that up really fast when I was 14. That kind of took over my life and magic sort of got pushed to the side a little bit. I went overseas and I toured with Michael Flatley in his show Lord of the Dance.
Wow.
But then when I was over there, I was sort of dabbling in magic a little bit. I was performing some magic for my friends in the shows. And then, my interest in magic grew again. And then I thought, I'd love to have my own big magic and illusion show when I got back to Australia. That's just sort of where it sort of regrew. My passion came back, and now I'm touring the country, performing magic all around Australia. It's literally a dream come true.
How long did it take to get that show together from go to woe?
Well, this show it's been a process on and off over a few years. So all the ideas are coming together over a few months, and then you've got to pull the crew together. You've got rehearsal, and then you've just got to structure the show. You've got the dancing with the girls and teaching them how to use the props. So I always say to people, I truly believe that Grand Illusion is harder than close-up. With close-up magic, you can learn the slides and you can trick people easier because they're close and they're looking, you can misdirect. But on stage, I'm trying to make a human being disappear or appear in front of you. Now, there's only so many places they can go when we're standing in front of you. So with a combination of lighting and choreography and a few technical little methods we have that we can't give away, we were able to achieve that. And people are walking away really quite amazed. I'm actually quite overwhelmed with the response we're getting. People are really loving the show, which is the whole aim.
Well, it's been well noted that you're a great fan of David Copperfield. So what specific qualities or aspects of his persona captured your fascination?
Do you know what? He just has this natural style, and every magician and illusionist in the world aspire to be like him. He just has this flair and style that no one else does, and everyone follows his path. He can be a little bit cheesy, but he's not over cheesy. He's classy with his routines, the way they're structured, the music that he uses, emotion. He's very into making emotion part of the routine, finding a way for an illusion to connect with someone, and which can be done in so many ways. So he really is a genius. And whenever I put together a routine, I think to myself, how would David Copperfield approach this? And that's the kind of path that I aim to go down and not try to copy, still obviously putting in my own style, my own finishing touches on the routine, because otherwise you're just going to be a carbon copy of somebody and nobody wants that.
No, fair enough. Have you been over to Vegas? Have you seen these performers, Copperfield, David Blaine, et cetera, perform?
Yeah, I was there last year with one of my other shows. I have another show called Celtic Illusion, which is an Irish dance and illusion show. We were producing that in Vegas, and while I was there, I thought, yes, brilliant opportunity. I'll go see some shows. Saw Chris Angel, David Copperfield, it was amazing seeing David for the first time. I unfortunately missed out on seeing him when he was here in Australia about 10 or 15 years ago, but I finally got to see him in Vegas, and there's no better place to see my favourite illusionist.
And what about you performing in Vegas?
That is a dream for me, and it's a dream for everyone that works in my industry, just to have your own resident illusion show there. So when we were there last year producing my show, I almost feel like I sort of ticked it off there. It's a little bit of a different industry over there than you think it is. It's a lot more difficult. I think the bigger artists like Adele, that's where people really mostly go. I think it's bit of a hustle if you're an unknown artist, like unless you're an A celebrity like her. I absolutely love touring the regional towns of Australia. It's so rewarding. Bringing a show like this, it's a very big, large-scale show that we've got amazing music, amazing lighting. It's really a visual feast for everyone, and I think that everyone in these regional towns will be quite surprised. And it's making a lot of people happy, that's for sure.
Well, you've just answered my last question.
What was that question?
Which was about the show. Tell us about the show. Yeah. What can audiences expect?
Oh, yeah. Well, they can expect a whole lot more than what they think is coming for them. We've got a combination of close-up magic, stand-up magic. I bring people up onto the stage. We have audience participation. There's grand illusion. We've got people appearing, disappearing, levitating. I've got a dangerous escape. I do some magic with borrowed things from people in the audience, which is one of a crowd favourite. There is so much in the show, jam-packed in an hour and a half. I think it is impossible for someone to walk away disappointed.
And it's a family show too, mate. You can take the kids.
Very family-friendly. That's the whole point of this show. Yeah, we want the whole family, all the families to come out. There's so many kids. And seeing the faces on the kids, it's just so heartwarming. They're, at the end of the show, they're all buzzing and excited. I can only imagine what they're thinking and feeling, because when I saw magic when I was a kid, it blew my mind. So I can only imagine what's going through their little heads.
Yeah, I can relate. I love it too. I really do. Yeah. Have you ever stuffed up a trick, like, say, a juggler dropping his ball, so to speak? Have you ever gone, oh, no, I've stuffed that up?
You had to think of that one, didn't you?
yeah. No, I get asked that question all the time. And look, it's live entertainment. It's magic. Things go wrong all the time. Nothing bad has gone where it's exposed and people have gone, ooh, that was bad.
Yeah.
Things will happen, but people don't, because people don't know what's meant to happen in the routine or what's coming. They don't know what's happened if a mistake did happen. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense at all. So I think people will just go, huh? What happened there? So they're still puzzled either way, so it doesn't matter.
Great stuff. Anthony, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, mate. All the best for your show this Saturday night. It's Spellbound and the Art of Illusion. You're an all-rounder. You do everything. You dance. You're a presenter. You're a magician, illusionist, if you like. You sound like you've got some good things going on there, mate. We wish you all the best, not only for the weekend, but into the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we all love a bit of magic and illusion, don't we, Kim?
Yeah, I'm sure we all feel like we want to disappear sometimes.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. I can make my money disappear out of my wallet
so
pretty quickly. Pretty good at that. Also on Saturday, it's the Torbenlea Swap Meet. It's happening at the Torbenlea Racetrack from 6 a.m. Entry to the public is just the $5, Kim.
Yeah, so this replaces a swap meet that used to be out at the Maryborough Showgrounds. There'll be hundreds of sites selling secondhand goods, car parts, memorabilia, collectibles and antiques, trash and treasure. Camping is available. To book, call 0407 385 299. That's 0407 385 299.
Okay. Saturday also, Youth Week out and about Anzac Park in the Heritage City. Now, the kids will love the skateboarding demo. They've got a sausage sizzle, food vendors and pump track activation from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tell us about that.
The day is all about bringing young people together to interact, form connections and grow a sense of community. This is a free event. All families are welcome, so it should be a great day out there.
Yeah, now pickleball.
Yes.
We did talk to
Matt.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the event was rained out.
Bloody rain.
Yes.
Seriously, it's just been relentless, has it not? So the Hervey Bay Pickleball Club's free come and try day behind the Hervey Bay PCYC. It was to be last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It is now being held over to this Saturday.
Yes. And as we all know, it's from 10 a.m. to 1. Pickleball's an American game that resembles tennis, in which players use short-handle bats to hit a perforated plastic ball over a net. All equipment will be provided. Please bring a hat, sunscreen, enclosed footwear and a water bottle. And the best parking is off Old Maryborough Road, the library entrance and drive to the back gravel car park.
Have you seen it being played, Kim?
I have.
Yeah,
I see
it's not as big as tennis. It's more like a half tennis thing.
Well, it is, but it looks like so much fun. And whenever I have a look, I go and have a peek at the PCYC and there's people of all ages giving it a go. So,
do they call them bats or they're not rackets like tennis?
No, just bats, yes.
All right,
don't ask me too many other questions because I'm not a pickleball expert.
When does a bat become a racket and a stick?
They just look a little bit different, I suppose.
Yes. Okay. We'll move to Sunday. It's the Family Fun Day, the East Burrell Rural Fire Brigade. That's from 10 a.m. They're going to have a snag sizzle.
Mm-hmm. Kids activities and a lucky door prize. You can have a look at the local firefighting facilities and find out how you can join. And it's a great opportunity, too, to meet your neighbours.
Mm-hmm.
All are welcome, but leave your dogs at home.
No doggies allowed.
No woof-woofs allowed.
Not a dog-friendly event.
Nope.
Okay,
no dog
then.
Dogs.
Rover's not happy. I know Fugly, the station dog, he'll get really worked up.
What about Fido?
No, we don't have Fido. It's Fugly. He's the station dog, and he gets riled up. He claims that he's being victimised when he's not allowed here, there and everywhere, you know. But you know, not all restaurants accept. Fugly.
I think he's got a few issues. But anyway.
Sunday also, it's Dee's Mystic Expo, Hervey Bay, the Hervey Bay Sit Centre, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. while we're talking psychic readers, etc., Kim.
Yeah, so it's an event to promote crafters, psychic readers, practitioners and the quirky to come and share their skills and knowledge with those who are interested in a happy and safe environment.
What's a practioner?
Are you quirky? A practioneer. Well, I suppose it's somebody who practices in a specific field or something like that.
Oh, right.
I'm trying to be knowledgeable.
But
did that pass?
Well, you did. You did. You probably shouldn't have drawn attention to the fact you probably know what you were talking about. I would have bought it straight away.
Thank you very much.
Too easy. All right, then. Well, that's just about it for this week, is it not?
It is.
It's been a pleasure as always, and hopefully, Fraser Coast, dear listener, we've been able to help you out into what you may get up to this weekend, giving some ideas. We'd like to thank our special guest too, illusionist Anthony Street, who is performing at the Brolga Theatre. His special Spellbound and the Art of Illusion show is coming up this Saturday night. Kim, you have a great weekend. I know you're going to see the show.
I can't wait.
Just don't go all over him, okay? Don't smother the man.
I'll try not to.
Enjoy. We'll catch you next week.
Go on, get off your bum. Get out and enjoy the beautiful Fraser Coast.